Who made me? God made me. Why did God make me? God made me to know, love, and serve him in this world and to be with him forever in the next. Any of you old timers out here will remember that is from the Baltimore Catechism. And the Baltimore Catechism is how my generation learned all about the faith. And Sister Mary Dermott, OP, made sure that we had memorized all the answers to the Baltimore Catechism. And the answers are good, up to a point, up to a point. You see, Pope Francis realized that there's a certain limit to the way the Baltimore Catechism presents the faith. You know, the Baltimore Catechism says that it's about our own coming into heaven to be with God forever. But Pope Francis says it's not just about our getting to heaven. It's also about our dragging some other people along with us into heaven. That's the faith as well. And so what we're charged to do, Pope Francis says, is to become missionary disciples, by which he means that we are full of a faith which is too good to hoard. It is meant to be shared. And so if we're going to genuinely be people of faith, we have to realize that this faith is not just ours, but it's meant for others. And of course, that's true because we receive the faith from others. And I'm not just talking about the fact that we receive the faith from our parents or a catechist or whoever it was who taught us about baptism or communion or the catechism. But really, we receive the faith because God was not content to stay up there on the throne of glory all alone, but instead God poured forth divine love so that we, you and me, could experience. And Jesus was not content to stay, in his little home in Nazareth there, being a good person and acting like a nice, good Jewish boy, but instead he went forth to let us know that we're all children of God, beloved of a heavenly Father, and filled with the Holy Spirit. And so there's something about this good news that we have that it has to go forth. It's a spark that wants to set ablaze the world with God's love. And it's our job as missionary disciples to be that spark. Well, how do we do it? The gospel today gives us a lesson on how Jesus did it, how Jesus became a missionary, someone charged with bringing the good news into the world. And so let's look at that text from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, to see maybe the lessons that we can apply to our own life. It begins, St. Mark tells us that what Jesus did is he spread the message of the gospel of God, let people know the good news, repent, kingdom is at hand. This is the time, St. Mark says. So Jesus is launched out into his mission. But there's a sentence before that in St. Mark's Gospel. And that sentence, it's just very short, very brief, and it talks about what we call the temptation of Jesus. Jesus was driven into the desert by the Spirit, tempted by Satan, spent 40 days there, was with the wild beasts, and he was ministered to by angels. Pretty spare story. But the way St. Mark structures this, it seems like that it was that time in the desert that prepared Jesus to be the missionary bringing the good news into the world. And so let's see if we can look at that brief little sentence that St. Mark has to say what lessons we can get to help us in our own vocation as missionary disciples. The first thing, of course, the obvious thing, is that in order to be a missionary the way Jesus was, you have to realize there's testing, there's tempting, there's trial. It's part of the package. And we don't get an exemption from our job as missionary disciples because we have to go through temptings and trials and troubles. No exemption is given. It's part of the story. Now, St. Mark, unlike Matthew and Luke, does not tell us what this testing, what this temptation consisted of, but I have a suspicion it was something like this, that Satan said, "Mr. Big Stuff, who do you think you are?" Now, I think that's what he said. "Who do you think you are? You're just a little country boy. You know, you're from this backwater town. Your father's just a carpenter. You don't have much education. Who do you think you are to be bringing good news? Leave it to the professionals. Let the priests and the Levites, the Sadducees and the Pharisees handle it." But Jesus resisted that temptation. He realized that the message he has was not his, but it was from his heavenly Father. It was God's. And if we're going to be missionary disciples, if we're going to spread this good news that we have received, we have to realize it's not because we're good that we do this. It's because God is good. You see, the devil wants us to doubt ourselves. But God wants us to trust. And St. Mark then adds a very curious thing. He says that Jesus was with the wild beasts. He's the only one that says this. Jesus was with the wild beasts. The wild beasts. I don't think we have to worry about the lions, the tigers, and the bears, oh my, here in Chicago. But the wild beasts are out there, the wild beasts that drag us down and that criticize and that critique. Those are the wild beasts. You know, we've all experienced it. You know, those beasts that say to us, "Well, you know, how can God be good when we have all this trouble in the world? What are you going to do about racism and the mistreatment of women and poverty and the plight of refugees? And how are you going to cope as a church with the fact that children are being killed in school and police commanders themselves are being cut down?" You see, those critiques, those words of the wild beasts get to us because they're real. They're real. And the only counter that we can have for them is that we have something just as real. We have God's grace. We have God's mercy. We have forgiveness. We have compassion. And we trust that reality is stronger than the other. And Mark ends this scene of Jesus' temptation by saying that he was ministered to by the angels. And I'm ready for that. You know, I'm waiting for the cherubim to show up. You know, I want to have the angels here with us. I don't see Della Reese coming in the door. I don't know what's going on here. But if you think about it, an angel in the Bible is somebody who brings the presence of God. So all we've got to do is look around. You see, we're not going to see many halos or wings or harps, but we're going to see people that bring us the presence of God. So we are ministered to by the angels. Every time we gather around this sacred altar and help each other to discover how close our God is to us. So maybe instead of the Baltimore Catechism, let's have the Brownsville Catechism, okay? All right? Who made you? God made me to be filled with divine blessings and graces. God made me to share love and compassion and mercy with all the people that I encounter in life. God made me to join together with all God's children around that heavenly banqueting table in the day of Jubilee, where all will be well, all will be well, all manner of things will be well. Amen.